You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
OrCam, an intuitive wearable device with a smart camera designed to assist people who are blind or visually impaired. Do you want to be able to read newspapers, books, documents, or the menu at your favorite restaurant? Do you want to identify products at home or in the store? Recognize people's faces at parties? OrCam gives independence. And remember, training is included with all of our devices. Request a free demo. Call OrCam at 1-800-713-3741 and mention Blind and Beyond Radio or visit OrCam.com.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up,
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. Yeah, we have a show for you today. Yes, we do. This is your host, Michael. And happy Easter to everyone today. Yeah, we have a show for you today. That's right. Welcome to Blind and Beyond, the radio show that's catered for the low vision, legally blind, the blind community. But don't go away, you sighted folks. We want you to stay. The sighted folks, please stay. Don't go away, because we say we're the bridge between the low vision and blind and the sighted folks. Like you to participate. You call in any time, especially trivia, call in time. Listen, you want to win a prize? Feel free to pick up the phone. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Let me just tell you who's in the house today, in the studio. To my right, we have my lovely, lovely, and I mean lovely, my best friend in the whole world, and my bride and my wife. She hates me when I say bride, but that's tough after almost 30 years. Lynn Gold, are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Hi, everybody. Happy Easter, and welcome to the April 16th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a packed show today. Stay tuned.
And today our co-host is Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everyone, and I hope you had a very blessed Easter. Wow.
Christmas?
Christmas.
A little early, isn't it?
Yeah. Easter. And also next to him is his bride and beautiful lady, Dawn Brooks.
Hi, everybody.
And today we have a very, very, I can't say enough about this man from the world of outer space. We brought him down, and he's here to talk to you today. He's my main man, Carlos Rodriguez. Carlos Rodriguez from OrCam.
All right.
Happy Easter, everyone.
And behind the scenes, I say without to say, without him, there is no show, is the one and only Chris Shaw.
Well, good morning, everyone. How are thou doing on this fine Easter?
You said good morning.
He did it on purpose, I think.
Yeah, I know.
I know what he's doing on purpose.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
You know, folks, today's Easter. So before we go any further, I want you to hear, I don't know if you know, Charles Brooks, my friend, my buddy, I don't know if you know, he's also a reverend. I'm serious now, he is a reverend. So today, I'm turning it over to Reverend Charles Brooks.
Good evening, everyone. Today is Easter. Now, everybody celebrates Easter in some form or fashion, one way or another. We all celebrate it for different reasons, perhaps, but we all celebrate it. And today we're going to have some different views of how it is celebrated. But the main reason we celebrate it is because some have called him rabbi. Some have called him teacher. Others have called him the Messiah. And still others have called him Jesus and Jesus Christ. But today, I want to give you a view of the great resurrection. Now, you have to understand what took place on this day, and how this day came to be. For you see, a man died, but before he died, he lived. And he lived a life to show us that all the things that we go through as human beings can be tolerated, that we can go through them, we can get through them, and we can still maintain our faith and our belief mechanism. Now, this show, this program, let me preface some of this by saying, normally, usually, we don't get involved in politics or religion. We don't discuss them. We don't say a whole lot about them. But this is a celebration, if you will, that exists all around the world in the Christian community. So today, I want to give you a view of the great resurrection. Now, this view is what Mary Magdalene saw at the dawn of Resurrection Day. But how did we get there? First, there was the babe in the manger. He lived a life and became a minister at 33. And then he went into the ministry. And that's when people began to call him teacher and rabbi. And now he has died on the cross. And he hangs before us. And he was taken down off that cross and buried. Sins are the cause of our afflictions. Christ only forgives them if we believe. If we believe. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the sepulcher. The sepulcher was where Jesus was buried. And behold, there was a great earthquake. The ground was shaking. Things were moving. And an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his raiment was white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." Now that's what this day is about. The risen Lord, the risen Christ. For you see that we have a way out. Come see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going to go to Galilee. There you will see him. Lo, I have told you all. So we're going to leave that right there.
And that was Reverend Charles Brooks.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you very much, Charles. And this is our Easter show, and you're listening to Blind and Beyond, the radio show that's for the low vision, legally blind, and the blind community. Yes, and we hope you sighted folks are listening to the show. Yes, Lynn Golder, what do you want?
I'm waving to you. I know what? You can see me waving. Before, I just don't want to forget our shout-outs.
Okay, let's okay? do it.
Let's I wanted to give a shout-out to Alderberto at the Lighthouse Central Florida. We met you the other day, and welcome. and also Dale, who answers the phone at the Lighthouse Central Florida.
And don't
in
forget Sandy and Alan from South Florida.
That's right. Sandy and Alan Rubin.
That's right.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Yeah. Well, they haven't called in, but
they're listening.
So, tell them what you just did on the website. That's very interesting what you now did the website.
Well,
we're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
I'll tell them when we come back.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the infant and toddler development specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Welcome. Welcome back. This is the Easter show. And what can I say? Welcome back to Blind and beyond. Yes, we have a show for you today. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You go to the web. Our web is Blind and Beyond. I'll say it again. Blind and Beyond radioshow.org. And now you can stream this show straight from there. That's right. My wife did it.
The wonders of technology.
Yeah. So this way you don't have to go anywhere else. You can just stream it
Let me tell them.
From?
Where
what?
We duplicated the button. So the one button that says Listen Live is on the homepage about midway down. And then in the menu bar, there's another page. It's just a duplication that says Listen Live. So we tried to make it easier for you, and we hope you enjoy it.
And if you want to write to us, it's Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Now it's time for my man, Carlos Rodriguez from OrCam. You there, Carlos Rodriguez?
Hey, Michael. And again, thank you for allowing me to be your co-host on this Easter Sunday. Charles, I want to say again, thank you for that sermon. It really put me at peace and was a wonderful message.
I hope you were blessed.
I feel very blessed.
So tell me this. OrCam, right?
Yes.
These are glasses that help me if I want to go to a restaurant and read?
That's correct. It's actually, just to correct it a little bit, it's actually a camera that is attached to eyewear or your glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows any of the users to read or recognize friends, family, acquaintances that they decide to store in the device. It also allows the user to store products and personalize them. And it also recognizes money denominations.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question, if I may. If I went into a supermarket, right, could it tell me like a box of cereal?
Well, yes. You'd obviously have to take a picture of that cereal box, and it will read back what the product or the brand name is.
Right away, as soon as the camera takes the picture?
That is correct. So. Now, again, just to be clear to the radio audience, there are, like any OCR device, some limitations, and that simply is that it does not read cursive or manuscript.
Has to be printed.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So when you say it identifies your personal items, so that would include, like, if you were at the supermarket and a can of tuna or something like that, once you take the picture, it's going to remember for the next time you go shopping?
That's correct.
How long does it store that?
No, you have the capabilities to store it permanently in your device.
No kidding.
And especially, Lynn just brought up a great example, like especially to this listening audience. If you could imagine or just visualize, right? And I know you've all been there, especially those that have are possible pet owners. You realize that, or I'm sure you felt that the shape of the tuna can that Lynn just mentioned could be the same weight, dimensions as cat food or dog food cans.
Yeah.
And as a result, obviously, you have the ability to personalize, memorize, and then identify these cans when you take them out of your pantry or cupboard, if you've stored them in our device.
How many can you store in the camera?
You can store up to 150 products and 150 individuals. And again, you can add and customize, delete them as life takes you.
What does it mean, Carlos? It says you can store your money notes
well,
and credit cards?
Actually, the only thing that's really preset, okay, in the device is the money notes, meaning
that
if we took a picture or you are hesitant to work with your billfold or money, you don't have to be hesitant or apprehensive anymore.
Oh, wow.
The device recognizes money. Once you place it in your hand and take a picture of it, it will tell you if it's a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20, or even 100.
Mm-hmm.
Will it keep track of how much money you have?
Well, no. It won't, like, give you a running total, if you will. But, as you, let's say you have 5 bills in your billfold. 2 of them could be 3 $1 bills, and two of them could be two 20s. Again, as you continue to, take a picture of each bill, it will again announce the denomination for you.
Carlos, how expensive is ORCAM?
Well, the device basically, just to cut it simply, is basically the daily price of a latte at a Starbucks.
No kidding, that cheap.
Pretty much.
That's unbelievable. So you're telling me one fancy coffee, what I call coffee, you're saying a fancy, or what's it called now?
Well, I guess they call it, a latte.
Yeah. I don't drink it. Latte, once a day, will pay for this ORCAM. That's
Michael,
pretty good.
Aren't you? What? I'm really curious about how it recognizes faces. I watched the video, but I really would like to know more about that. No more guessing, and I mean, how does that work?
It's just fantastic technology.
You tell the camera it takes a picture, and then you tell the camera who.
It's basically the only right now in the marketplace. This breakthrough as far as for facial recognition. Now, there are other products out there that do a fine job in other features as far as being another tool, if you will, for the community. Where we kind of stand alone is with that feature itself. Basically, the device is very intuitive. Let's say if I was to take a picture of Charles and I kind of took the shot, it would possibly state that there's four people in front of me, Lynn, Michael, Don, and Charles. And now I would have to kind of like orchestrate or direct Charles, because I have the camera. You're kind of like a director now. And you would just simply say, hey, Charles, can you step away from the group so I could just take your picture and memorize you? And once you do so, it'll ask you to name the person at the sound of the beep. Once you do so,
that's how it works. Okay.
Yeah. Once you do so, then it'll ask you, and it'll play back how you personalize the individual, and then it'll ask you if you're happy with that, and if so, you press the button, and the person is learned. And then once Charles comes into my line of sight, it'll announce his name.
Let me ask this question: if I go out to eat, right? And ORCAM is going to read my menu, right? But I have a question for you. If I don't want the whole world to know what I'm reading, do you have something to put in your ear so it just goes into my ears?
Again, Michael, that's an excellent observation. And there's those individuals that kind of are very discreet and about what they want to listen or who wants to be heard. The device does come with an external jack that allows you to have earbuds, sort of like for your smartphone or your iPhone.
Yeah. However,
you can regulate the volume on the speaker where it would just simply be the user hearing it, and anybody within range would basically be hearing some form of a vibration or possibly just a slight murmur, mumbling.
But the people next to us in the booth, they wouldn't be able to know what I'm doing.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, sir.
Would it read me the prices too, or no?
Absolutely. Now, another unique feature to the device is what we call touch reading. And using the scenario that we were at a restaurant, okay? And typically speaking, like if we all went out, usually these two-page or folder menus on the upper left-hand of the page is usually where the appetizer are. And then just below that is, on the middle of the page, is where the soups and salad are, et cetera. And then on the second page, the right-hand page, is where you would begin with possibly like with your burgers, and then below that the entrees, and then below that the refreshments or the adult beverages, right? But with touch reading, you could basically touch the area, if you're kind of familiar with menus, how they are, and just allow your finger to remain there and let the technology catch up with you. It's what we call the scrolling, that you would just scroll your finger down, and it'll just continue reading. Or let's say you had a heavy lunch and you don't want any appetizers, you can just put your finger on the next page, allow again the camera to catch up with you, and then just start reading the entrees.
Wow, that's something.
Almost like GPS on the menu.
It really is. It's super intuitive.
It keeps up with your finger. That's so funny.
And the device, again, will instruct you, let's say, once we train you, obviously, we don't release or dispense any device unless we've worked thoroughly with the participant or the user in several keys, identifying some of the sounds that are associated with a capture of an image or a read. And then lastly, the person having the ability to customize the device to their specs.
Listen,
let's get the phone number out, Michael.
I'm going to, yeah. But before I do that, if you have any questions, you out there, yeah, you, I'm talking to you, you. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask Carlos about OrCam, give a call, 407-894-1680. He'll answer any question. Any questions, that means not personal. Any questions reference to OrCam. So you want to call in? 407-894-1680. Call in. Find out if you're curious about OrCam. Okay. Now, what did you say? The phone number?
Yes, that toll-free number is 1-800-713-3741.
Wait 1 second. This is how to get a hold of OrCam. Say it again.
That's 1-800-713-3741. And we have...
And don't forget to say, you heard it on Blind and Beyond.
That's correct. And remember, we have representatives throughout the country that will be more than glad to provide you your free... no commitment demonstration.
And might I remind everybody, there's a link to OrCam on our website, their logo, and the button that says OrCam, and it goes right to their website.
And don't forget to say, you heard it Blind and Beyond.
Of course.
And Carlos is going to be here pretty much the whole show, so if you got any questions during the show, call up. He'll talk about it. Okay? 407? That now we're talking about here to call in us. 407-894-1680 if you want to talk to Carlos and ask him any questions. Right now, waiting for anybody to call in. We'll be talking more about OrCam. Right now, I want to go to trivia. This is the first song of the show. This is going to be a hard one. The one after is going to be interesting. It'll be easier. This one is very hard. I don't think anybody's going to get it, but I'm going to put it out there. This is a song that was a big song, but now, because it's Easter especially, I'm playing this song. Tell me who's singing this song. Ooh. 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
Thou shall never love another.
Thou shall never love another.
And stand by me all the while.
And stand by me all the while.
Take happiness with the heartaches.
Take happiness with the heartaches.
And go through life wearing a smile.
And go through life wearing a smile.
And oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love. Allah, thou should always have faith in me.
Thou should always have faith in me.
In everything I say and do.
In everything I say and do.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Until our life on earth is through. Oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love. Love, oh, love.
Okay, so that's the song that I'm sure I'll be shocked if anybody gets it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. See if anybody's going to get that one. That's, now, they had a couple groups that did it, But this was the original. The question is anybody going to get it? I'm going to be shocked. I'll fall off my chair if anybody's going to get it.
Theo is going to get it. Yeah. Don't fall off your chair.
That is what I was thinking.
Okay, let's see if anybody gets it. Huh?
Or Keith or Ron.
Okay, let's see if anybody gets it. 407-894-1680. The one that's after this, I'm sure most people get it. But this one's really difficult, I know. I had to put this in, 407-894-1680. Okay, he's got a few people calling. Let's see if anybody's going to get it. I'll fall off if he's going to get it.
What's happening, Chris?
Okay, who's on the line, Chris?
Ooh, we got a dangerous brother on this phone line right here.
Who is it?
This brother all the way near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Valley Forge?
He's near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. His name is Robert.
Robert from Valley Forge.
Welcome back, Robert.
Welcome back.
We need that welcome back music.
Yeah, we need that welcome back, Potter.
I don't want to say the show. Hey, Robert. Michael, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Robert.
Thank you so much for calling me on Saturday. I was in the middle of a bad cold, but when you told me you were back on the air, that kind of perked me up and got me moving again.
There you go. Thank you. Welcome back. Welcome back. I hope you keep on listening, Robert.
I'm calling everybody I know that's got visual problems to let them know about your show.
Okay, well, that's great,
Robert. Like sighted people listening too,
and
Robert.
And sighted people too. We have a lot of sighted people listening to this show, Robert.
Well, I wanted to take a guess at the song, okay. And I wanted to ask Carlos a question.
Okay.
All right.
So take your shot, too. Who do you think is singing that song? I'm going to fall over.
Harvey and the Moon Glows.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You got it, Robert. Oh, Robert, I can't believe you got it. You even said Harvey. I can't believe
it.
Congratulations, Robert.
Robert. You just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Charles. Robert used to call in with Blind Matters.
Yes,
yeah.
I know.
That's why I said welcome back.
Hey, Robert.
Robert.
Remember Charles?
Oh, I was so suffering for that time that you guys weren't around. I had nothing to do that Saturday.
Oh, hey, Robert.
Bless you.
Hey, Robert. How'd you get that? How'd you know that song, Robert? Because I'm shocked that you got it.
He must be listening.
You even said Harvey.
My dad has a collection of a lot of old records, the actual LPs.
Yeah.
And when he passed away, I actually started sitting down listening to his old records.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't think anybody would get it. So you got a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. Don't go away.
Wait, wait, wait. Before Carlos,
you're going to talk to Carlos, but after this, give your name and address to Chris. And Chris will send you a $10 gift card, but go on about 10 days. You know, it takes about 10 days, 2 weeks for us to do it. So
no problem.
Okay.
How do you want to do this? We have another caller that we haven't heard from for ages, but Robert already won, but we really should say hello to this person really fast.
Okay, then hold on. Don't go away, Robert. We'll take it right back.
Don't go away.
Hold.
Okay.
Hold him. He wants to talk to Carlos. Who's on the line now?
We have Tony from Clearwater.
Oh, Tony from Clearwater.
All right. Welcome back, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Going one. Going twice. Well, Tony, you'll have to call back, Tony. All right, let's go back to Robert. Robert.
Yes.
Okay. So
I wanted to ask Carlos about this device.
Yes, go ahead.
Is the whole device on the eyeglass frame, or is there something you clip to your belt also?
Hey, Robert, good evening, and thank you for listening. We have two parts. One is the headset. And the headset is the camera that is affixed to the eyewear, and it's tethered to a base unit. And the base unit is sort of like the computer the size of an iPhone that it could be clipped on to your belt, or if you were a woman, to your purse strap, or wherever you would choose to clip that on.
Where does the actual sound come from when it's telling you stuff?
Okay, so... If you could imagine a camera, and then as it follows the temple of your eyewear right to your ear, and then right before it gets to your ear, it kind of like bends down like a sideways J, if you will.
Okay.
And that's where you'll hear, and that's where the speaker is. It's not bone conduction, Robert. It's an actual speaker. And again, you can control the volume as you...
So it's coming out of the glasses.
Right.
It's a speaker that would be
attached to the glasses.
Attached to the camera, which is then mounted on your eyeglasses.
You said bone, meaning not a cochlear implant.
It's not bone conduction. Correct.
And my last question is, you said training comes with the device?
Yes, sir. We do
is
not.
Is this only in Florida or anywhere in the United States?
No, sir. We have representatives, and later we'll talk, and I was going to give a shout-out to my team, but you are very well I guess, serviced in the Pennsylvania area.
He's near Philadelphia.
You're very, actually, our lead regional manager for the Eastern Seaboard is in Philadelphia, Mr. Modi Atiyah.
Right.
Hello, happy Easter. As well as we also have Mr. Tom Defini as well that could work very well with you as well.
And so, Robert, I want to interrupt. I'm sorry. But if you're going to call up, Robert, don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond.
That's correct. Please say that.
No, I'd never forget that.
Okay.
Thank you for your questions, Robert. And again,
thank you for your
we're
call.
Here. And if
thank you for the info.
Yes, sir. And again, our number is 1-800-713-3741. Thank you for
and
your listening.
And if you missed the phone number, you can go to our website and you can just
I'm getting instructions to tell Robert to please hold so he can get his address.
Yeah, don't go away, Robert. Okay. We need your address to send you the gift card for $10, and I can't believe you won. I can't believe it. You're unbelievable.
Well, good for you.
Thank you, Michael.
And thanks, Robert, for calling. Keep on listening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, don't hang up. Okay. Well,
Chris.
Lynn?
I can't hear you.
Hey, Lynn.
Yes.
See, somebody won it.
Amazing.
And that was quick.
How about a nice poem from Charles
okay.
for Easter?
Okay.
He always comes up with something
Let's
really.
Hear.
Oh, you're eating Sour Patches too? We're eating Sour Patches.
Thank you, Lynn. Just
well,
tell the
too.
Whole world.
But I am too.
If you guys could just visualize this, Lynn was kind enough to bring a bunch of candies and chocolates and Sour Patches.
And we're eating Sour Patches.
Yeah.
Thinking, how are we gonna
Everybody's
talk
munching
here?
Out on candy.
And I have my sugar-free candy because I'm a diabetic, so she brought me my sugar-free diet.
And we all have water, and we're good to go.
Okay, so go ahead.
All right.
The name of this poem, He Loved and Died. When he was being beaten and spat upon, when his flesh was being torn by the whip, when his back was scourged, when he saw me being baptized, and so he permitted them to do so. When the crown was crushed into his head, when he tasted his own blood, when the thorns pierced his flesh, then he saw me praying, and so he killed them not. When his cross was so heavy that he fell, when he carried wood on his torn flesh, when he was simply to move no more, then he saw me in confession, and so he got up and walked on. When his hands were being pierced, when he hung from a cross, when his side was bleeding, then he said, I love you, and so he died.
That was very nice, very nice.
When Chris,
and by the way, I want to tell you, Robert that just called in from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, he's totally blind.
Is he?
Yeah. And the bottom line is great to have him back. And anybody out there, if you have anything to say of any city you're in, if you want to talk about any city or anything, a PSA, that's what we're all about. You can write to us at michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org, or you can call this show. This show, that's what we're here for. I'm talking to you. You can do something besides just be listening. You can call us up, 407-894-1680. What would you
Let's
like?
Let's do the audio of the next
I want to do it right now.
Yeah,
okay.
We might as well. It's
we're
going to
do the
we're
audio
doing
now.
A little extra
Listen
today.
To this one. This one I think you're going to get. This is another trivia. This one I think you're going to get. So let's play this one. 407-894-1680. Play this one.
Call in fast.
Call in.
Moses, do not enter. There is only sorrow here.
Are you comforting it, my mother? I followed you here to find this woman, Yosha. You were the woman who was caught between the stones.
Until you came.
It's a man's voice. Listen to man's voice.
I love you, my mother. But am I your son? Or yours?
No, you are not my son. If you believe that men and women are cattle to be driven under the lash, if you can bow before idols of stone and golden images of beasts, you are not my son. My son would be a slave. His hands would be gnarled and broken from the brick pits. His back scarred from the taskmaster's whip. But in his heart would burn the spirit of the living God.
Does this God demand a scarred back and broken hands as the price of his favor?
That's the voice we want.
That God is the hope of the hopeless. Your place is in the palace halls. You have mounted to the sun on golden wings. You belong to me, to Nefertiti, to Seti, to all those who love you.
Do they love less who have no hope?
Okay.
All right.
That's it. You know what? You did it the way you just did it. I would not know who that is, but I know who it is because
well,
you told me.
I can't cut the woman's voice out.
Well, I hope they get it. Now that you became hard. Charles, you think you know that voice?
I know.
You knew it right away.
I know.
407-894-1680.
Just remember the theme of the show.
Yes.
Okay. That's a little hint.
Okay. 407-894-1680. It's a very famous, very famous. Oh, I'll tell you something right now. I'm going to give you two hints. Two hints.
Was it late 50s? Around 60? Late 50s.
It was in the 50s and 60s. He was humongous. He was huge.
He was.
But that movie is still prevalent to this day.
Of
course. I kid you not. It comes on year after year.
It was a movie. What do you call it?
It was more. It was more than
it was. It's a class. Yeah.
Well, he was president. He was president of the union, and he also was a big in charge of those gun things.
The NRA.
What would you say? An icon.
Iconic
of
movie,
the,
right?
Of the season?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
And it has been around for...
Decades.
At least 50 years.
Decades.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you're sighted...
Brother
you
Theo,
in,
where you at, man?
Brother, if you're sighted, you can call in.
Now.
You can call in. I'm saying anybody can call in. Anywhere in this country, you can call in if you'd like to win. 407-894-1680. Now the lines are getting tied up, so now let's see if anybody got it. 407-894-1680. Whether you're sighted, visually impaired, or blind, most people should know that voice.
We have, what does it say? Charles, can you read it?
No.
Okay,
who can
let
read
me
it?
Get it for you. It looks like Marcia from Orlando.
Marcia from Orlando? She's
Marcia.
First.
Marcia.
Who is it?
Marcia.
Marcia?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marcia.
Hello, Marcia.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Good, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Marcia.
Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, happy Easter.
Happy
Thanks
Easter.
For calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So who do you think it is?
Charlton Heston.
100%
right.
Charlton Heston.
Two for two.
Are you sighted?
Yes, I am very excited. That voice brought back memories to the movie.
That's right.
There you go. But you're sighted, though. I'm glad
she's
you called
excited
in.
Excited to sighted.
Thank you. I'm so glad you got. I hope you'll keep on listening to the show. And listen,
Marcia.
You just want to listen. I'm going to ask you a question. Did you live in Orlando?
Yes,
I do.
Okay. Did you ever have that fabulous barbecue place called Sonny's?
Sonny's Barbecue, yes. I have no idea where it is, but from where I knew it was.
Oh, I have the address.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to send you the $10 gift card for Sonny's Barbecue. It's good for a good meal.
And
how's that?
And Chris, is it Marcia or Marcia?
Marcia.
Okay, Marcia, Chris has it's on one of those pages, Chris.
We'll send it to you. When we send you the gift card.
Of the location.
We'll tell you.
Yeah, I write it on the
okay,
card.
Get your address. Don't
We're
go away.
Break.
Give your address and name and phone number to Chris. Okay, and thank you very much.
Okay.
Keep on listening to the show. Don't go away.
All
take
right.
your phone number down.
And we'll take your call when we come back, Tony.
Yes. Keep on listening.
Tony's
Don't
back.
Go away.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion,
passion. Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone. Pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael from Blind and Beyond radio show. Orcam Glasses, remember that name, Orcam. The glasses that you can afford, they have financing available. And if you want to read, if you want to do a lot of things that you once did, with these glasses help you to do it. Remember, Orcam, affordable, financing available, and as they say, cost you basically one latte a day. Call today. The phone number to call today for your free consultation is 1-800-713-3741. Call today. Don't put it off. For a free consultation, call today. And don't forget to say you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show.
2J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Welcome back. That's it. Welcome back. We're back. This is Michael, your host of Blind and Beyond. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. I understand we got a call on the line. Tony's back from
Clearwater,
Florida. Tony. Yo, Tony. Hello, Tony.
Must be having a problem with
his
phone.
He must have a problem.
He's shy.
It's not our phone system.
Shy.
He's not shy, but it's not our phone system. Our phone system working fine.
No, it's not our phones now.
Tony, it's your phone.
All right. Well, 7:55, Michael, just to keep you
posted. Okay, Tony. Well, you have to call back again, Tony. It's your phone.
All right. So now...
Want to learn some more about Orcam?
I would like to hear a little more about Orcam because...
People tune in throughout the show. Yeah, they might just be first hearing about it.
If I could just take this time out to just really talk about our people, which is just like family. Mm-hmm. You know, to do this, and we don't even call it a job. It's more like a calling or an endeavor. The inspiration that we get by assisting the low vision communities, legally blind, and you know, some of the things that we learn from yourself, Michael, Charles, Sheila, Gary, Roy, all these good people that we've met along the way. But I just want to talk about our team and my team specifically. We have a very wonderful lady in the Northeast area by the name of Marilyn Davis that covers the Boston, New England area, New Hampshire, Maine, Rhode Island area. We have another true selfless individual in the Midwest by the name of Eliza that, again, is very involved with the low vision communities, takes a lot of time out of her day and initiates these community-oriented programs. South of me here in South Florida, we have a wonderful lady by the name of Patty Mena, again, very selfless, engaging with the community, as well as, again, in the Northeast and New York area, we have Mr. Tom Defini as well, and then myself that I cover the areas of Central North Florida, as well as South North Carolina, Arkansas, as well. So...
you got a Little Rock.
Yeah, and I just, you know who said, who's saying hello to you?
Who's that?
Sharon Giovinazzo.
I love Sharon.
I was with her last week, actually.
That's great. How's she feeling?
She's doing better.
Good.
Her organization is amazing.
That's World Services Sharon. For the Blind, right?
Yes.
She calls in a lot.
Yeah, World mm-hmm. Services Blind out of Little Sharon. Rock, Arkansas. Yeah.
Sharp as a whip.
If you're listening, Sharon, happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter. Listen.
Happy Easter, Sharon.
You all want to call in? Phones are wide open right now.
Okay,
407-894-1680. Tony,
third
you're back,
time is
Tony.
A charm. Hello.
Oh, there you go. Tony from Clearwater, Florida. How you doing, Tony?
Welcome back,
Tony.
Hello, everybody. Hello, man. How you feeling? Lynn's better now?
I am. Thank you,
You're
Tony.
Going in and out, Tony.
I can't.
Yep, you're going in and out.
How about now?
Yeah, he can hear you.
Okay. All right. So how's everybody been?
Everybody's good. Everybody's good now. Yeah.
How you doing, Tony?
What's that?
That's Charles Watson. How you doing?
Okay, Charles. How's Tony doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And... Gary and Sheila and the gang.
Oh, they're listening.
Sheila, they're listening.
You can say hi to them. They're listening.
Oh, hello, everybody. And
what do you want? It's terrible. Go in and out. Go in. And you're the only phone, so I know it's on our phones here.
I haven't gotten a cane.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of hard
and
to
talk. Phone.
I'm going to call him.
Yeah, call back some other time until we can't hear it. Call back some other time, Tony.
All right.
Okay.
You call back next
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, Tony. Call
All right.
back.
Glad you're back.
Glad
though.
You're back.
All right.
Well, I know one of the things he wanted because he asked me off the air a few days ago. Where can he get a cane?
Oh, okay.
A cane, and I said to him, Lighthouse, pretty much get a cane. It's not that expensive, right, folks?
Charles,
he's in Clearwater. Any suggestion for Clearwater
Pinellas?
Where he can get a cane?
Pinellas
yes,
is the Clearwater area.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the Lighthouse, Pinellas County.
Lighthouse, Pinellas County.
Pinellas, with a P as
yeah.
a whole.
Yeah, tell me, when you go over there, tell them Blind and Beyond sent you over about the cane.
They listen to the show, yeah. The Lighthouse and Pinellas.
Yeah, Lighthouse, County. Pinellas County. Go over there and tell them Blind and Beyond sent you over and try and get a cane. They're not that expensive. Oh, we're going
to
break.
No, I think they give it to you.
We're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. You, stay right there. Don't go. We got a lot more coming up. This is Michael from Blind and Beyond. Stay tuned. Don't go away.